Roy, one thing for me, one thing that happened with me is I got to a point where I could see, excuse me, I didn't mean for my voice to be this shaky on the inside. I'm not that shaky, but is that faith, when you realize that you can't give yourself faith, you kind of have to sit in that helplessness.
That's right.
And just watch it. That's and just hope for it and want it.
Helplessness is a cry of helplessness in the silence. If you realize, look at the sequence. If you realize you can't give yourself faith, that's a realization. But that's a gift, to be able to realize you can't give yourself faith when you thought you could. Because when you struggled without it, you saw how much worse you got, thinking you had it. Right? So if you can realize that you can't give yourself faith and you're helpless, that helplessness is a cry to that which shows it to you, that you can't give yourself any faith. How subtle can that be? But that's pretty obvious to me. There's a light that shows you, stop messing with yourself because you can't fix it. But a monkey can't think like that. That's a gift to be able to see that of yourself you can do nothing, and that this cry for help can't go to a person because they can't help themselves either. So that is a conclusion which is a critical point in your life, because we're so egotistical. If it's so simple that you know nobody can save you, you've tried that. You tried security, looking for security in all the wrong places, and love, which isn't love of the world makes you God's enemy. That's how you got to be God's enemy. You got all the reinforcement he could have given you. But it's the wrong kind, and it's produced a wrong nature that's in conflict with God.